Hello everyone, welcome to Size Talk for another episode here talking about supporting your producers, the models, and to make sure to bring quality content. That is what today's subject is focusing on. Now, I have had recent episodes of talking about copyright infringement followed by pirating and several other things dealing with the giantists and the size world. So now I'm going to bring the attention one more time into a different route. So people keep saying, and I've heard this thing a lot of times when it comes to comments, you guys are just creating content just for the money. You guys aren't really doing it for the fans. You guys are just wanting it just so you can get more richer. Well, to be honest, folks, that is kind of a lie. Not every single producer is rich or very wealthy. Some of them are doing it for the models to make sure they have extra funds, some more money to pay bills, and to, you know, bring more video footage to the fans. I've had recent Reddit talks with certain people of the size community, and I talked to this one particular person while I'm saying, no, I don't have the link to any full videos. I'm here to promote Canadian Giantists or other things along with their videos for their trailers. And this person automatically starts saying, hey man, instead of trying to download the video, why don't you actually try, you know, supporting it, as I told him. And he says, man, I don't give a fuck about supporting these losers. I just want to bust a nut and move on my day. So see, that's what tells you right there that this person is just completely an idiot or just really does not want to support his entire community at all, which is what I'm telling everybody else out there in the size community. Do not be like this guy. This guy just doesn't care about the producers or the models or the people that actually take the time out of their day to create all this content for you to buy, look at, search up all through the internet. Just stop uploading it and being like, you know, I think they'll just be rich enough if I just upload one video of theirs, a full video. And, you know, I keep talking to this guy and instead this dude, instead of supporting the producers that are not as rich or don't have enough money, or trying to at least help the models by supporting them by buying their videos, he just keeps going on and on about, why would you not want to support them? How else would you even get videos without supporting the models and producers? And he says Pornhub. And, you know, I understand people love going to Pornhub and everything, but the thing is, though, you're not going to support them either way by putting them all over Pornhub and several other places, or people that just like to upload it freely is not helping anybody. And then I asked him, okay, sure, yeah, Pornhub definitely has tons of those videos, but what if, like, the producers didn't have the funds to support the models or for stuff that is needed for the video that you would like to see? There's a lot of factors that go into this. And instead, the person gives the answer of, yeah, I let the other people pay, and I just enjoy what I see. This is an absolute win. It is not an absolute win. Instead, if the producers did not have the money to support the models and the models did not get any support from their fans by buying the videos, then how in the world would anybody have any more creative content to be shown to everybody? There wouldn't be. There'd just be a very low amount of giantist content, and instead of giantist stuff, they just go and focus on other things. Now you just missed out on tons of video content that's size related, and you just destroyed a business at the same time by not being very supportive of all their videos, content, and time they have to do to create said videos. So in fact here, destroying it by sending it to Pornhub or uploading it to other websites for people to download and look at, you're not supporting those producers, the models, or that community in general. Instead, you're slowly destroying it each time you keep doing it. The community is kind of split here. There are people that like pirating content, and there are those that like supporting it. In my case, I love supporting it. Even when the producers, you know, I like to help them out and everything, advertise their content, show new videos for them, like the trailers. But other than that, I have some people to deal with, like this guy on Reddit that keeps going, you know, I don't want to help them out. These guys are just losers. Well, you're the loser for not being able to support the people that take the time out of the day to create this content, which takes hours of editing or at least a long while to even make sure that it is quality content that you like seeing. So think about this, people out there in the size community. If you're going to support the producers, artists, or other people that make amazing content for you to buy and whatever, or just to look at in the comics, be supportive. Be a good fan and support them and for whatever they need, because you doing that by pirating their content, you're not helping anybody but yourself. And you may shut down their business and people will lose their jobs of doing these video type of content. So be supportive. Be a good person. Be someone that actually cares about the size community and support them by getting commissions, getting customs, or buying their original videos. Don't be like this guy on Reddit that apparently just doesn't give a crap and likes calling other people losers. Mind you, I'm not revealing any of this guy's name on Reddit, but that is the type of person that I'm telling you not to be. That is someone that is beyond disrespectful and does not care about anybody in the size community or the models that are doing this to have some sort of extra funds and, you know, have some money in the side or doing this as a side job while their real job is, you know, frustrating or something. There's a lot of factors into this. But thank you for listening to this episode. Keep watching our past episodes. Hopefully we'll have a season 4 at some point, or we'll be going to SizeCon and getting a couple of interviews with Gary, Jason, and any other models that are there to hopefully get their size and what they think about the size community in general. But thank you for listening.